Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Mike Stallard is here. Michael is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, coming up on 8 years. He's been hanging out with us. Actually, coming up on nine years later this year. He's the author of a couple of outstanding books, including Fired Up or Burned Out. His new book is called Connection Culture. That's what he's here to talk to us about today. Mike Stallard, welcome back.
Good morning, Jim.
It's good to have you back. His company is called E Pluribus Partners.
That's right. So America's motto. Used to be America's motto. E Pluribus Unum.
And put a dot com on the end of that, and you'll find him online. Okay, so risk management is something that every small business owner does, but they probably don't call it that. Whenever you're making a decision about insurance, whenever you're, you know, deciding how much security to have on your computers, whenever you're deciding how big the lock needs to be, whether you need to have video, whether you need to have a security team, whatever, all that's part of risk management, isn't it?
It is.
But there are other, there's another contributor to risk management that you want to talk about today.
Yes, I want to talk about how culture, and especially, you know, you think of phrases how we describe culture, whether it's team unity or esprit de corps, which means the spirit of the body, or team cohesiveness, or cooperation, or collaboration. All those things really point to a factor that I just call connection, which is driven by, you know, does your group have a shared identity? Is there shared empathy where they care for one another and have each other's backs? And shared understanding that we all know we're going in the same direction and what my role is. Those things affect whether or not connection exists versus a team where people just show up for the paycheck. They're really not connected to the business or the people. They're just trying to pay their mortgage and, you know, fund their kids' college education.
Bunch of free agents, huh?
Exactly. Yeah. Rather than a team that really feels a sense of connection to one another. You know, think about great sports teams that a lot of us have been on. You know, hopefully, you've had experiences being on a great sports team through growing up, and you just feel it. You know, you feel it, and you perform better.
When I had my whole career, whenever any customers of mine. When I had my consulting company, any clients of mine, I mean, I might call them at 7:30 at night and tell them something that's on my mind. And I wasn't billing them for that. I just had, and it made them feel like I was connected with them. It made them feel like, they have actually told me, it makes me feel better knowing that I'm not the only one thinking about this.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not even an employee.
Right.
And so when you've got, so it's a good feeling, isn't it? When you feel like there are people in your employ who actually have it on their mind. I mean, you want them to go home and disconnect and be with their families, but still, you want to feel like the people in your organization have other things. I mean, you're not the only one thinking about the overall performance of the company.
That's right. And there's five just generic advantages. When people feel connected, Jim, first of all, you know, and I've written about this and talked about it, that they actually have a biological, you know, they have a superior cognitive advantage versus people who just feel they're not a part of the team. You know, it's a biochemical advantage that affects neurotransmitters in our brains and hormones. You know, we feel more energetic. Well, something's going on inside our body that produces that. But in addition, we also give our best efforts. We align our behavior with the leader's goals. We communicate more so that leader has better information to make better decisions, and we contribute to innovation. So it's five sources of competitive advantage. But what I was studying recently that really caught my attention was not only does it help improve the upside of the business, but it also helps protect the downside.
the risk management.
Exactly.
Yeah, the things that go bump in the night. And most people wouldn't think about that. They wouldn't think about the fact that you say the connection reduces accident risk.
It does. And let me just give you some figures that really support that. Number one, well, Gallup did research in 2012. They studied almost 50,000 business units. And what they found, number one, was that business units where people felt connected and engaged, they had 48%. They looked at the top 25% performers in terms of connection and engagement versus the bottom 25%. And that top 25% had 48% fewer safety accidents.
Hmm. Wow.
That's a pretty big.
That's a lot. That's a big number.
Pretty big differential.
Yeah. Yeah. And you feel that they could justifiably connect that to the culture.
Yeah, because when you look at what Gallup assesses, they really assess do the employees feel connected to their supervisor, to the people they work with, and to the business, its mission, its values, its reputation.
Right.
And, you know, that really squares with all the other research and science that we see. And I think, you know, if you're as old as you and I are, you know, we've just seen it over the course of our careers, too, that a team where there is cohesiveness will run circles around a team that really doesn't click.
Well, one of the things, you know, what happens, and it's exactly right. I mean, people who, I'm going to use some little bit silly examples, but people who care about each other close the gates behind them.
Yes.
They see something in the way and that somebody else might trip over, they pick it up. They see a concern, something that ought to be fixed, and they report it and follow through to make sure it gets fixed. They look out for each other. That's what you're talking about.
Well, that's right. And that leads, so we talked about, you know, there would be fewer accidents. So you're bringing up a second issue, which is that they're more aware of existing threats or emerging threats, and they're more likely to speak up about it.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, you know, that could be a potential product liability risk. And that same Gallup study found that not only were there fewer accidents in the top 25% of the business units, but there was also fewer quality incidents, not just accidents, but quality incidents. It was 41% fewer quality incidents when the top 25% in terms of connection versus the bottom 25%. So that's another advantage. And what you're pointing out is also true in terms of reputational risk. So, for example,
right. Hold on to that thought, Michael. We're going to cover this when we come back after the break. I need your website, please.
ConnectionCulture.com.
That's also the name of the book, his new book. Michael Lee Stollard is the name on the book. Mike and I will be right back 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.